Begin by taking a seat. Sit in a way that is comfortable and stable, where there is both a sense of ease and still an alertness, so that you are quite present as you take your seat on the earth. Once you've taken your seat and feel yourself comfortable and stable, take several cleansing breaths, deep breaths, to release whatever you're carrying so that you might be more fully present. Now, like the Buddha on the night of his enlightenment, you take your seat on this earth, and the earth becomes a witness to your right as a human being to sit here in the midst of all things to awaken a wise and compassionate heart. Feel yourself grounded and stable in your posture. You are part of the earth. Feel the support of the earth as you sit upon it, solid like a mountain. Now seated on the earth, your home, begin to release the burdens and difficulties that you carry in your body. Let them return to the earth. As you sit, feel yourself rooted on the earth, as if you could grow roots down from your body into the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. Begin by bringing your attention slowly through your body, feeling the areas that carry tension, difficulty, and struggle. Start with your head. The great river of thoughts, plans and memories, expectations and fears. Let them go. Let the thoughts drain down through your body, through the roots, back to the center of the earth. Release the burdens you carry in your head so your mind can be clear and open. Feel the tensions in your face, the tears around the eyes, the tension in the jaw of fear and anger, and let all that's carried in the face drain down through the body and release its burdens back into the earth. Roll your head in a circle and release all that's carried in your neck until your head comes back to a natural upright position. Let the tensions return through your body and drain down into the earth. Now feel your shoulders. The tensions, the tightness, the struggles, down through the body, down through the roots, back to the earth. Be easy with this process and not idealistic. Sometimes you can put everything down easily, and sometimes it will be a process, a step at a time of releasing. Now move to your arms and feel how they've carried the struggle, the fight, the conflict, the difficulty. And release the tensions, the struggle, the conflict carried in your arms, your wrists, your hands. And let them too drain out of your body back to the earth. What will remain is the strength of your arms and the courage of your shoulders, but in a relaxed and easy way. Open, responsive. Now bring your attention to your chest, front and back, and the great heart within. The burdens, the aches, the wishes and betrayals and longings. Let this suffering too release into the earth. The measure of sorrows you carry, let them drain down through the body. Let the heart soften and the chest open and the breath come freely. Move down now to the stomach, to all that's held and churns and tight and anxious and worried. And let all in the stomach release. Let it return and drain down through the body to the center of the earth. Let the earth hold your burdens. And let the stomach become clear to digest and transform that which comes to you as nourishment in an open and easy way. And now bring your attention down through your spine to your pelvis and genital area, and feel how the pelvis holds you like the earth holds you. And in the spine and genitals and pelvis, the tensions, the burdens, the conflicts and trauma and fears, now release them. Let them gradually drain and release and open. Your pelvis becomes a source of dignity and courage, and your spine upright. You become the witness to things in a wise way, fully supported by the earth, supported by your own capacity to be present. And now bring your attention to your thighs and legs and feet that have carried and moved you and now carry as well the tensions and burdens and difficulties. And let these tensions release, let the burdens and difficulties they've carried for your life drain into the earth, return to the earth. Release into the earth. Take time again and again to sweep your attention through your body and to feel, as you do, yourself become clear and steady and strong, solid like a mountain, now resting on the earth as a part of the earth. The earth carries your burdens, the earth is your witness, and you sit solid and strong, clear and open. As you sit with this clarity and strength, let yourself dwell in stillness, in rest and silence as needed. As the body clears, the mind quiets, and the heart too opens with ease and understanding. And now, as you continue to sit in the second part of this meditation, you become the witness to all things. Just as the earth is your witness, you now sit steady and stable and centered as a Buddha, halfway between heaven and earth in this human form. You have taken your seat on the earth, and you too become the witness to all things. To become the witness is to rest in the great space of mindful awareness that is your original home, your true nature. As you hear these words and sense the body, sensations and sounds, the feelings and thoughts, let them rise and fall like waves of the ocean and rest in awareness itself. As you do, you will notice the life of the body, how the breath breathes itself. Let the breath become your ally in witnessing the coming and going of all experience. Feel this life breath. The breath is like the wind touching the mountain. The breath is spacious like the sky. Feel its natural rhythm, coolness in the nostrils, swirling, tingling in the back of the throat, the rise and fall of chest or belly, and relax with the breathing. Rest in it. Let this mindful awareness receive the natural rhythm of breath, bringing centeredness and calm and ease as the breath breathes itself. As you feel the breath come and go, let the other waves of experience, sensations and sounds, feelings and thoughts, rise and fall like waves of the ocean around the breath. You are the witness of the breath, and you are the witness of all that rises and falls around the breath. Rest in awareness. Know the waves as they arise and as they pass away. You will notice after a few breaths that one or more of the waves becomes so strong that it carries attention from the breath. When a strong wave arises, let go of attention on the breath and receive this wave with the same spacious witnessing that you've given to the breath and body itself. As if to bow to it, you can name it gently: sadness or excitement, longing or fear, whatever the difficulties that present themselves, or the joyful states. When they are strong, you can bow to them and name them gently as the witness: sad, sad, planning, planning when the mind is planning, remembering when there's a great wave of memory, fear, fear when it arises, or strong sensations in the body: tension, pain, tingling, sounds that become strong. And as these waves arise, meet what is here and now with the clear space of mindful attention. You are the Buddha. You are the witness to all things. Name them gently and feel them as they move through body and mind and pass away. The breath moves like a breeze, or a strong wave of experience arises. Name it gently. Become the witness. Allow it to be acknowledged as it moves through body and mind. And when it passes away, rest again in the space of awareness. Trust the space of awareness. sit centered and stable, solid like a mountain, open like the sky. As you dwell in the present, with the joys and sorrows of life arising and passing, keep the heart tender, open with a great spirit of compassion. Rest on the earth and trust this great Buddha nature within you, the capacity to witness all that arises and to remain centered and stable and steady in the midst of it all.